Hey there, and welcome into the Friday Facebook Mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty, and this is Nick Kerfield. It's the first off-season edition of the Friday Facebook Mailbag, so you start with a frown. But we've got a lot of good things to look forward to, and let's start by answering some questions, Nick. Cesar Escandon has this. Hi, Nick and Drew. Do you think Devere Posey will be ready for next season? Great question, Cesar. Posey, as you remember, left the Patriots game last Sunday with an Achilles injury, and we don't know yet how long he's going to be out, all that stuff. He's definitely going to get surgery on it, and he's going to attack that rehab and attack it with a vigor, I'm sure, that matches what we saw the way he practiced, you know, the way he went through training camp and all that stuff. So don't know yet when he'll be back, but, yeah, troublesome that he's out.
Yeah, really an unfortunate injury. And, you know, I was talking to him after the game at Gillette Stadium after the Texans lost to the Patriots, and he was on crutches. He had a walking boot on his left foot. He said it was a torn Achilles, the doctors had told him, in his left leg. And happened with about 6 minutes left in the game. He was sitting in the end zone for a while. Got carted off the field, as everybody saw. And Gary Kubiak was asked about him in his Monday press conference after the day after the game, and called it a big blow and said very unfortunate for a young player who they really think he was pushing to maybe be a starter next season, and got with a lot of potential, a third-round pick out of Ohio State. Posey said in the locker room to some of the reporters that I was gathered around with that it'll be about 6 months at least for his rehab. You know, this is a tough injury to come back from, a torn Achilles tendon. And you know, we've seen guys, Terrell Suggs came back from it miraculously fast this year, was hurt in April or May playing basketball and ended up returning to face the Texans in October. He had a sack, and now he's starring for the Ravens in the playoffs. We've also seen it take longer with some guys. D'Amico Ryans had it, you know, where he happened to him in October for the Texans a couple years ago. He played week one of the next season, but it didn't seem like he was fully himself maybe until about the second half of the year. So who knows? It's a setback. Could be 6 months, could be maybe 9 months. It's speculation, but hopefully he gets back and he's okay, because he's a guy who showed a lot of promise late in his rookie year.
All right, next one comes from Noe Pena. Hey, Nick and Drew, longtime watcher. Who do you think is a good first-round pick? Thanks. Great question, Noe, and we're just getting started in the draft preparation, draft analysis. I'm headed to the Senior Bowl this weekend in Mobile, Alabama. It's the All-Star game where a lot of the best seniors from college football who are entering the draft take part, and it's a week-long process, really. Almost, for those guys, the week of practice is more important than the game itself, because every NFL team has their scouting departments. Many have their coaching staffs there. But to answer your question, I have no clue yet. It's a long way off. We've got to see some more things. And the Texans just want to get somebody who's going to help them out, and the best player available. They're picking 27th overall, and a famous 27th pick, Dan Marino of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, some other famous 27th picks more recently, Roddy White of the Atlanta Falcons, all-pro wide receiver, D'Angelo Williams and Larry Johnson, some Pro Bowl running backs all in the last 5, 6, 7 years that have been taken there. So you can get a very talented player. A lot of times you'll see guys fall to the end of the first round for whatever reason, because of other teams' needs, the way the draft is shaking out, and maybe you can get someone that shouldn't have been there in the first place. Another good thing about picking late in the first round, you might get other teams trying to trade back into the first round if there's a quarterback there, mm-hmm, or someone else there their team really needs, they didn't think would be there. You start to get, you know, offers possibly that Rick Smith could entertain, where you could get more draft picks, acquire more draft picks, and trade that pick and still get guys that you want, you know, early second round and things like that. We'll see how it all plays out. We don't know who's going to be available. We don't know, you know, how these guys are going to all rate out when it's all said and done. But Senior Bowl, Combine, those things will have an influence on where guys' rankings are. Free agency is going to impact what the Texans do as well. But as of right now, I think, you know, the positions that are probably most likely or could be positions that you would think they would look at in the first round, maybe inside linebacker, where they've had some older guys, some free agents that are coming up, a lot of injuries they had at that position this year. Wide receiver could be a spot they look, depending on, you know, how Posey's going to do. Who knows if that clouds what's going on there at all, and maybe the right side of the offensive line. Otherwise, who knows? Could be any position, and like you said, they'll have the luxury there of picking the best player available.
Yes, they will. Tina McKee has this one. Sup, guys. Sup, Tina. Okay, so what do you think will go down with the free agents in the offseason, and who stays and who goes? Also, when will the stadium be done with the new boards and Wi-Fi? Let's go in reverse. Wi-Fi is something that the Texans and the stadium is working on. Don't have a timetable yet on it, but it's definitely a priority. The new video boards will be done and will be ready for the very first preseason game in August. Don't know who that is, don't know what date that is, but they will be ready in August.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be ready by next season for sure, ready in August, like you said. And we should point out, We'd be remiss if we didn't. To remind people, if you didn't know, they will be the biggest video boards in the NFL and Major League Baseball, the widest display in the world in all of professional sports. I think it's 117 feet wider than the Dallas Cowboys giant video boards they have in the middle of their stadium, Jerry World, up at Cowboys Stadium, and I believe taller than all but two NFL stadium video boards. So they're going to be very impressive. They're going to be in both end zones. Should help Houston's Super Bowl bid as well that they're trying to get for Super Bowl 51. So going to be fun to see those come in when they do.
And finally, Tina, as it pertains to the free agents, it's like the draft. Way too early in the process to look, but they're definitely going to look probably across the board at different players that might come in and help out.
Yeah, as far as who stays and who goes, who the Texans have, it's a very good question. And, you know, they're in pretty good shape. Overall, as far they have 17 of their 22 starters under contract through next season. It's 10 on offense, 7 on defense. But the guys who are going to be unrestricted free agents, a lot of them from that 2009 draft class that was so good for the Texans, guys that finished their fourth years, now they're unrestricted. James Casey, the starting fullback. Glover Quinn, their starting safety, who led them in tackles this season, leads them in tackles over the last three seasons combined. Connor Barwin, outside linebacker. Brady James, an inside linebacker. And our friend Sean Cody, the nose tackle, who unheralded on the field and, of course, very well-liked off the field for what he does with On the Nose on Texans TV. Also, Bryce McCain, essentially.
Yeah, and just to clarify, Cody and James, they're not from that 2009 draft class.
Yeah, those both guys are obviously both veterans. Thank you, Drew, for pointing
that
out.
I know you knew that, but just...
And quarterback Bryce McCain, a guy who was from that draft class, the nickel corner. He's essentially a starter in this team as a nickel corner. End of the year on injured reserve, but he was close to coming back. He could have come back possibly if the Texans had made the Super Bowl. So he should be healthy, and he played really well for the Texans when he was healthy. You know, Shane Graham, the kicker, is going to be a free agent. Donnie Jones, the punter, who did really well by and large this season, going to be a free agent. So they've got some guys. They've got some other offensive linemen as well. They're going to have to try and decide who they're going to keep among those guys. Tim Dobbins, another one, an inside linebacker and special teams captain. Who they keep from there is going to obviously determine what they do with the rest of free agency in the draft. And you've got to think they want to keep some of those guys like Glover Quinn, like Connor Barwin, who've played really well for this team, and guys who I think are going to want to stay in Houston as well.
Good stuff. All right, John Busby has this final one. Any chance we see Merciless and Watt dominate on the same side of the line like the Smith boys in San Francisco? I would love to see him explode in year two like JJ did. Thoughts? Hey, there's a possibility that he's, you know, trending upward as far as his career goes. He had shares the rookie sack record with 6 sacks with Brooks Reed. It's a franchise record, so it's the best mark in Texans history, 6 sacks as a rookie. And he himself expects a lot more out of himself. So I think it's going to be fun to watch what Whitney does. Led the nation in sacks last year at Illinois. Led college football in sacks with 16, had 9 forced fumbles. So can't wait to see what Merciless does in year two.
Yeah, the 6 sacks that he got this season as a rookie, he did that in only 4 or 5 starts as well. Very limited playing time overall. I mean, he did play a decent, you know, he played a certain amount of reps in pretty much every game, but you know, he really only started towards the end of the year, and Brooks Reed was hurt. We'll see as far as them playing on the same side. You know, J.J. Watt usually lines up on the strong side. Whitney, along with Brooks Reed, the outside linebacker. Whitney Merciless, when he was starting, was lining up the Will linebacker on the weak side with the Texans Smith boy, Antonio Smith, who pretty good himself, a Pro Bowler last year, career high 7 sacks this season. Whoever he's lined up with at defensive end is a Pro Bowl guy who's going to be able to have a chance to make plays with as an outside linebacker. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with him. You know, we talked about Connor Barwin a second ago. Do the Texans re-sign him? If they re-sign him, does Connor Barwin play the Will? Does Whitney Merciless play the Will? Do they try and put Merciless at the Sam as he develops more in his second year and can be capable of dropping into coverage more at the linebacker position? You know, where does Brooks Reed factor into that? They're going to have some options if they re-sign Connor Barwin, and they'll be good options because all these guys have shown they can be very productive. And I think all the outside linebackers, Drew, you know, Gary Kubiak said he thinks you can count on Brooks Reed and Connor Barwin for a long time at the end of the season. Their sack numbers went down this year, yes, but I think they're going to be helped very much by the return of Brian Cushing next season, who was used so much on blitzes up the middle, and teams obviously had to account for the physical presence that he was. I think you're going to see that help the outside linebackers tremendously when they all get back on the field together in 2013.
All right, that's the final question of this Friday Facebook mailbag. We'll be back in 2 weeks because he's going to be in Honolulu and I'll be in Mobile. He's going to the Pro Bowl, I'm going to the Senior Bowl, so we can't do a Friday Facebook mailbag next week. But we'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll be here just about every single Friday answering your questions because we love, love, love hearing from you. For Nick, I'm Drew. See you next time.